Uh-huh.
The inside of the track is shorter than the outside of the track.
What would you call someone who's hired for a job and he's got work to do and he's supposed to do it, but instead he just wastes time. He doesn't always go on a coffee break or something. He never seems to get any work done. What would you say about a person like that?
He should be fired.
What would you call him? He'd be a what?
I don't know what you'd call him. Call him a loafer, that's all I can say. He wouldn't... I don't know what is what you would call him.
Uh-huh.
But he should be fired.
And what would you call a prostitute? Did you ever hear any slang names for prostitutes?
Well, Chippy was one they used to use.
Chippy?
Chippy.
Never heard that.
Oh, yeah. No. Danny, they used to say that a whole lot.
Do you know where that word came from or anything?
No, they didn't use years ago, they didn't use the word prostitute.
How did that sound?
They said plain whore.
Uh-huh.
In which it says in the book,
mm-hmm.
that word's in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, prostitute is what they call it now. Of course, mm-hmm. these 7-8-year-old children know what a prostitute is now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting more educated. Pretty soon, the first word they'll be able to say will be something about sex, probably. The way they're going now,
yeah.
The first word they'll say will be about sex.
You know, sometimes prostitutes have, usually it's a man that...
Pimps.
Okay, any other...
Solicitor.
Huh?
Solicitor.
Okay, any other slang names for them?
Procurer.
Okay. And what would you call a female homosexual? Did you ever hear any slang names?
Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't got that far into it, I'll tell you that for sure. I don't know what you would call a male homosexual. Actually, he's a homosexual, that's all I can tell you. And like I told you before, that the only thing we referred to people that were different
uh-huh.
were queers. And they weren't exactly the same what they call homosexuals either. I don't know just how to explain that to you. What do you
mean the difference between...
Well, I just wouldn't want to go
into it. Is it a physical difference?
Yeah, I just wouldn't rather go into it. I just don't like talking about it.
Uh-huh. What would you call a man who likes to dress up like a woman?
Well, we used to would call him an idiot. I don't know what you'd call him now.
Uh-huh.
There's probably a name for him, but I don't know what it would be. He come under that old, well, know what the, he come under the queer deal. And that's about all we would call him. And of course, they're queer women, too.
Uh-huh.
And the thing about it is, I just really not talk about it.
Did you ever hear any names for, a woman who just wants, all she can think about is sex?
Oversexed.
Okay, any other slang names for...
No.
What would you call a man like that?
Same thing. Oversexed.
And a woman who doesn't really care who she goes to bed with, who's just not...
She just, well, they used to call her a loose woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I can tell you. She
What